Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Kadarius Toney is under contract for this year, a little over $2 million. We all know the backstory from this past season. After the year ended, I said, hey, I'm good with Toney and Sky Moore making it to training camp, especially Sky Moore. He's on a rookie contract, so whatever. And then see what happens. See what the rest of the room looks like after, you know, when you bring in the guys you drafted. We assume they're drafting at least one, if not two wide receivers. See how other guys progress. And if you have a roster crunch at another position where you feel like, hey, maybe we're not keeping X amount of wide receivers. We want that guy. Then to me, you shouldn't keep Toney over one of those guys. But I'm good with him still being on the roster heading to camp. But I want to see what the young, if the young wide receiver they draft or two is clearly better in their mind, then it shouldn't be, you should not hesitate at all to move on at that point.
The exact headline from Pete Sweeney over at Arrowhead Pride said, Chiefs aren't giving up on Kadarius Toney in 2024. Quote, Andy Reid, arguably one of the most talented guys we have on the team.
Yeah, he said
that. Let me be honest with you. Bail. Get out. I don't even need to get to camp. Sky Moore makes some sense to me. For one, Sky Moore has at least been close to as productive as Kadarius Toney. I get Kadarius Toney had a slightly better year a couple of years ago or whatever. But at some point, the negatives on Toney way outweigh what he's doing for you. He's had one good play for you in his entire Chiefs run. It was a punt return 2 years ago in the Super Bowl. That is his only notable play in his entire Chiefs history. You've had 2 years to either get this man on the field, get him involved in the offense. And I get it. Every once in a while, he shows some flashy bit of athleticism. And you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
And it's always for like look back on it. You've been blinded by it. It's always for like a gain of 9. It was never some massive play and a heroic moment. He just did something cool against a safety, gained 9 yards, and we were all bought back in. It's time to bail. I think part of it because of the team stuff. It never seemed like he fit with the rest of the team. Sky Moore feels like he's a part of the team. Toney has never felt that way. He's felt like an outlier for two consecutive years. I don't get into this. This is a talent thing, and I get it. Teams just hate giving up on talent. But, I mean, there's just not enough there to justify.
Look, the trade they make with the Giants, to me, because he helped them win a Super Bowl, to me, like, you're not, there's no more, you shouldn't be trying to prove to anybody that you won the trade or it was a good trade. Like, to me, you won the Super Bowl with them. I'm good to
the third round can just be washed our hands with.
But at the same time, I don't see any harm with him going to camp with them. It's $2 million whether they cut him or he's on the roster. What I will say, if we're up at St. Joe and whoever you think they draft in the first, second, third round of wide receiver, or maybe they draft multiple wide receivers, whoever those individuals are, their development should not be hampered because of Kadarius Toney, right? Like, you shouldn't change their role because of Kadarius Toney. He's only on your team one more year anyway. Everybody would admit he's not a long-term option no matter what he does. Like, he's only 25 years old, but this is the final year of his contract.
He doesn't need to be an option at all. So like, that's the thing.
He can be at camp. I don't see any issue. Dude, they run out 9 or 10 wide receivers at camp anyway, so sure. I have no problem with him being at camp.
But him versus the other guys, here's the difference for me and why I would just be like, yeah, I'm good. I don't even want the temptation just like I didn't want in the postseason. I don't want them getting through camp and Kadarius Toney does some skyline backflip over a guy to catch a ball because he is a great athlete. I've never denied that. And then they're like, ooh, but what if, you know, what if this is the year with Toney? Don't tempt yourself. I don't think they'll tempt themselves with Sky Moore. He's got a skill set. They'll use that skill set and they'll move on with their lives. I don't want them falling back into the what if we relied on Kadarius Toney for anything.
I would like
trap.
To think they're way past the rely on him stage. I think it's more can we have a set package or whatever for him. I don't think they're relying. Look at the wide receiver room. Rashee Rice, Hollywood Brown. In this circumstance, let's assume Rice isn't missing any games.
Maybe to be draft a guy and pick round one or two. And, like,
I actually don't think there will be as much of a temptation for that this year, even if he's on the roster by the time week one of the season starts. To me, it will be pretty clear he is a gadget guy. Let's not forget, though, their actions at one point showed they were trying to protect Kadarius Toney by, you know, essentially benching him, but, you know, putting him on an injured list. And he didn't like that. And then they're like, well, fine, we were trying to kind of cover for you a little bit. So they already had made a decision even last year that they were kind of done with him. That's why I'm
so if you're just done with him in the postseason, why the hell are we even wasting our time in the offseason in camp?
Because you got to see
a healthy scratch.
Because you got to see how the draft goes first, man. Like you got,
he could stay on the roster for seven more days, then I'm out. Okay, well, as soon as they take a first or second round wide receiver, fine, I'll go to that far.
That's why you go to camp, though. You got, you know, like you
hit an OTA.
You go to camp with them and see what happens.
All
and
the if way we're to sitting, training camp,
yeah. And if we're sitting there and it's August 25th or whatever, and we're like, okay, these other guys are, you feel good enough about blank wide receiver out of Texas or something, you know, then you feel even better about being able to move on. Maybe it's a situation where you're able to get a conditional future seventh round pick, okay, for some team that's desperate. I have no idea. Like, wait till end of August. I have no problem with that.
I'm willing to wait about the end of April. That's about all they got for me.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.